Hey everyone, welcome to a special episode of Journey to the West. I'm Jay and I'm joined here with Sen. And today we'd like to talk to you about the recent phenomenon of Southeast Asians voting for Trump and being supportive of Trump. Kind of dive into that. So basically, some new data came out on Asian American voters. And even though this is going to be specific to Asian America, this does apply to a lot of diaspora elsewhere. In the US, Vietnamese voted 46% Republican and 32% Democrat and the rest other. For Filipinos, it was 40% Republican and 40% Democrat. And this is actually in stark contrast to the narrative that often gets circulated that labels a lot of East Asians and specifically Chinese as conservatives who are like pro-Trump and pro-Republican, because the figures for Chinese voters were actually 22% Republican and 46% Democrat. But today we'd like to get into examining what the fuck is going on in our own communities, because this doesn't happen in other communities of color, at least not to the same extent. So what's going on here?
Well, I know that I'm not American, so it's kind of like, why are you here then? Okay, so me and V did a pod like a while back about Vietnamese diaspora, and then we did talk about a bit about like the political situation in Vietnam and I guess what it meant for us and stuff. My mom's been following it and I've been following it like a little bit. And what I came to realize while talking to her over like the past like several weeks was that she was getting really pro-Trump, and I was really concerned because I'm like, where the fuck did this come from? And she's been watching a lot of Asian American YouTubers, specifically the ones talking about the political situation. And I'm not saying that they're single-handedly indoctrinating her into this pro-Trump mentality, but I feel like because of the situation over there, it's kind of inciting this sort of like, oh, Trump's going to save Vietnam from the communist narrative. And again, it's concerning, and this poison is spreading everywhere. So that's why I'm here to kind of talk about it. And I guess we'll go into detail as to why. A lot of the reason is because there's increasing Sinophobia. People are really anti-government, anti-establishment right now. So they're just going to America for some reason. I think there was like some recent articles about Trump coming to Vietnam, and even my mom said that they were really welcoming and warm to him, which I was like disgusted by. That's a little bit of a rundown of it.
Yeah, definitely. I would say if we had to pinpoint the three things, it would be being probably distrustful of communism and of China, viewing America as a savior. What's interesting about one of those articles about Vietnam welcoming Trump is that they also welcomed Obama before, albeit a little bit more enthusiastically than Trump, but still it really speaks to the idea that they view America as there to help them, which is kind of crazy. So many years after the war, which was basically instigated by America. So to look at these figures as something immediately positive or automatically positive, when there's this legacy of imperialism that fucking screwed up all of Asia, basically, it's not really about how can you forget, but how can you not hold these governments accountable for the things that they have done and are continuing to do and how they're exploiting you. And I think you have to be really desperate to see America as a positive force, because you feel like there's no other way you can stand up to, say, China's foreign policy. So it's a really complicated thing. It's a really unfortunate thing. But it's also troubling. And it seems like this is a worldwide kind of phenomenon, even though our data is from the US, because people in Asia seem to have a similar view. There was another survey, I think last year or a couple of years ago, about Filipino attitudes toward Trump, and they were surprisingly positive. Like, they had faith in him to properly run the country. And I was trying to look for a more recent poll just to compare if attitudes have changed, especially with his interactions with the Philippines since. And since Duterte has been very anti-US in his policies. So, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who see Trump as this strongman leader, and they feel like he's relatable to them, especially if you're somebody who has struggled and who has been working class or is working class. Part of the con is that he claims to represent you. He claims to represent meritocracy. But in reality, all he does represent is, one, imperialists, and two, the wealthy elite. Because he'll talk big, but all of the policies that he's enacted have actually harmed working class people. Whether that's the tariffs that he's imposing in this war with China, the trade war, it's harming farmers. His attempt to restructure the tax brackets to favor even more the rich and the wealthy. There's just so much shit that is wrong with this person and his policies, that it seems ridiculous to me that if you actually see it for what it is, you wouldn't possibly vote for him, because to do so would be to shoot yourself in the foot. And yet it happens. So, yeah, one thing I want to touch on, imperialism. The United States has a very long history of imperialism all over the world, and especially in Asia. I don't think there's been a non-imperialist president for a very long time, since maybe even the birth of America. The country's been at war in foreign countries for the majority of its existence. It's a past that continues to have effects today. For instance, something that we talked about before, the problem with this new crackdown on immigration reform, which is really meant to benefit white people and white immigrants while disadvantaging immigrants of color, including and especially affecting Southeast Asians, but all Asians, as well as detention and deportation. The U.S. started a bunch of wars in Asia, destroyed our economies, and is now denying us the right to live here, as well as demanding that we pay them money as a sort of reparations, even though they fucking are the cause of these problems. It's the current administration who asked Cambodia to pay them back $500 million in loans from the war because of the war that the U.S. started, which slaughtered a bunch of people, made a ton of refugees. Cambodia at the time asked for money to help feed and house these people. And now the U.S. is demanding that they pay them back in full today, while also forcibly repatriating Cambodians. Isn't that fucked up? You would imagine that you would see this and understand that Trump does not care about you. And in Vietnam, similar thing. When you vote for Trump, understand that you are excusing imperialist policies that have left Agent Orange devastating your country for decades, that have left unexploded bombs and landmines that are killing people today, that he's not doing anything about that, and that he doesn't care, that his foreign policy, and particularly the xenophobic foreign policy, is verbatim because he says that China is a threat to American political power. He doesn't care about Asians. So why the fuck would you vote for this man?
I mean, his presence in Asia, I think, is like clearly a power grab. The problem I've kind of seen, or like I've heard from like talking to my mom and stuff about why she's pro-Trump, despite the knowledge she has of him. Like, the thing is, which I find crazy, is that she knows about all the shit he's done and America's done and everything, but still supports him because of this like fantastical notion that perhaps Vietnam will be a democratic republic or whatever in the future. And it's insane to me. And like, the problem again is also when I bring up the deportations, she would say something like, oh, it's like we all have to make sacrifices, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then like a few like weeks later, she came to me and then she talked about how like how America is helping some Vietnamese people come to America because of like for political asylum, and I'm like, but he's still actively deporting people as we speak. What is the point in supporting this dude who's like selective about who he so like helps, you know? And it's not even to help, it's to further his own interest.
Yeah, it's definitely a selfish thing. And it's incredibly frustrating to discover that your own family members actually believe this way. To the point about hoping that democracy happens in Vietnam, whatever the people in those nations decide is best for them, that's on them. That's their job to negotiate with each other. You don't need interference from America to push that along, because you have to know that it's not out of altruism. It's because there's some other ulterior motive.
The frustrating thing is, like, I don't have an answer to how do you make your parents not pro-Trump, because I'm still under that process. Like, I told Jay earlier, like, I had a dream where my mom denounced him, was like, I was wrong, like, he's full of shit. And I woke up, I'm like, damn it, this is the reality. And I think the thing is, I know a lot of people don't talk to their parents at all about like political matters a lot of the time because of like language barriers and not being adept at talking in that particular political thought and all that, especially in another language. But I would really implore people to start a conversation and come to the revelation that if your parents are pro-Trump, talk to them about it. Get a reason why they support him, I think, is important, because you'll begin to understand that they have very warped visions and like just not a very good grab on like history at all, because although just dismiss it through cognitive dissonance, and it's really frustrating. So yeah, I have no answer to this.
It's a hard conversation to have, especially if you don't normally talk to your parents about issues like this, but it's also important because this stuff doesn't exist in a bubble. It affects you too. And you don't want your own family to be complicit in your oppression and their own oppression. And it's not just Trump. I mean, it's anybody who is supportive of him in politics, who will happily let his policies go through. They're like the grease for his racist bullshit and imperialist imperialist bullshit. So when you do go out and vote, and when you do talk to people and try to convince them, just remember to be informed. Bring that with you and make your decisions that way, because you want to make sure that the people that you're giving your support to aren't funded by, you know, companies or special interests who are directly working against you. You want to make sure that you're not voting against yourself, basically. And it takes some time and it takes some work, but it's totally worth it. And it's important. A lot of people might poo-poo the whole voting process, but it's all that we really have to make a choice in politics. The decisions that you make when you vote can elevate somebody from some personality that you see in campaign ads to somebody who suddenly has all of this power to make decisions that directly affect you in real life. So I guess try to get people to understand that this has real consequences and that you can't really trade one harm for one perceived benefit, especially when that benefit isn't even real. To everybody having these discussions, good luck. I'm glad that I don't necessarily have to have them, because I don't know anyone in my family who is actually pro-Trump or alt-right right now, thank God. But power to everybody who has to deal with that and is trying to do something about it. We support you.
If you like ranting, you can at me on Twitter.
Hey.
And we'll form a support group or something, because I don't know how to deal with this. I mean, the thing is, there's a lucky fact as she can't vote for him because we're in Australia, so it's fine. But the mentality is disturbing. It doesn't sit well with me. I don't know what to do anymore. I've been at it for months. I don't know. Like, I'm pretty lost at the moment. But I just have to really emphasize, like, talk to your damn parents. Tell them they're wrong and all that. Have a fight. It probably won't go the way you want it to, and I don't think it will, because it's just really hard to also get out of this other mentality where they go, well, you're young, you're second gen, you don't know any better. Like, they'll throw that at you as well. So just be prepared, you know, to not win the fight first round. It's fine. But I think as a community, when we should start discussions with, you know, our elders and whatnot, and like try to curb this, because this is disturbing. Like, this is a problem. And I know I can't actively do anything in the Asian American community, but you guys have to, because you're spreading your fucking toxin all over the world, and I don't want to deal with this. It's all your fucking faults, okay? So take responsibility. I don't want to deal with this.
It made it all the way to Australia, guys. We gotta clean up this shit. Yeah.
If you don't do something, then fuck you, because this is shit, man. I've never had to deal with this before. She is, like, still pretty left-leaning in most. I just don't understand the pro-Trump bullshit at the moment. Like, I just don't.
Friendly reminder for Asian Americans to go out and vote. This is a pre-recorded pod, but we're going to try to release it before the voter day, just to inspire people to get out there. But yeah, bear that in mind when you're voting. Be firm and stand your ground when you're arguing with your families and your communities about this stuff. And yeah, tell us how it goes, because we really are curious about how that'll work out. Especially if you're successful, if you have any tips, what worked for you, please let us know.
Yeah, let me know. I need help. Another thing also, like, during, like, I think we also have to be responsible too, because we can't just focus like, oh, these Asians, they're so racist. My God, like, don't do that, because that's shit as well.
Yeah. Don't distance yourself.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you should the reasons justify supporting Trump, because it doesn't. It just doesn't. But you have to understand where they're coming from, and it just comes from a place of, like, being ignorant. Like, wholly ignorant. I mean, I guess they mean well, but it's just, you know, terrible. So, let's not make this another, like, our Asian parents stories, or, like, oh, Asians, they're so backwards, they're so evil, and...
Yeah, no.
It's not. Especially when Southeast Asians, like, you know, in general, I don't know about Viets and Filipinos specifically, because they might do better, but, like, we are, like, the working class, we are, like, socially, like, social economic status isn't as, like, you know, high earning as, like, some other, you know, ethnic groups. So, it's in our best interest to, like, look out for this and tell them to stop supporting Trump.
At the very least, yeah. It's our collective responsibility, because this is our community. And if we want it to heal, then we actually need to take part in pushing it toward positive change. All right, so to sum up, talk to your parents. Go out and vote. Be an informed voter. There are multiple political parties and multiple candidates, so you don't feel like you're being bullied into voting for a particular one. Just make sure that you're not voting against your own interests as an Asian. And good luck. Let us know how successful you are if you do end up talking to your family about this kind of stuff. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Oh yeah, don't forget to check out Pro Asian Voice. We have this whole article on, like, the history and shit. So do that reading so you can lecture your parents.
Yeah, we can link it for you too. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.